A word for you from Luke chapter 19 and verse 11. This is what our Lord Jesus taught in the parable of the talents. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable. Because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately, therefore he said to them, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive from himself the kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants and delivered to them 10 talents and said to them, do business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the talents to be called to him, that he might know how much each man had gained by trading. Then the first came saying, Master, your talent has earned 10 talents. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you are faithful in a very little matter, have authority over 10 cities. Then the second came and said, Master, your talent has earned 5 talents. Likewise, he said to him, you ought to be over 5 cities. Then another came and said, Master, here's your talent, which I kept hidden away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you're an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit. You reap where you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not take my talent and put it in a bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take that talent from him. Give it to him who has 10 talents. But they said to him, Master, he has 10 talents. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, but from him who does not have, even the little he has will be taken from him. But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, and slay them here before me. This is the word of God. And although 3 men received different amounts, 1 10, the other 5, 3rd 1, 2 of them succeeded in multiplying their gifts, but the 3rd failed to take advantage of the opportunity and the responsibility before him. It was not the lack of opportunity or the lack of ability, but the lack of character that caused the 3rd man to squander his opportunity and to fail in his duty. When the day of reckoning comes, those who proved themselves able by their character to make the most of the opportunities entrusted to them, they will be rewarded with greater gifts and new opportunities. However, those who fail to fulfill their responsibilities and fail to be productive do so because of lack of character, and they will lose everything that they have.